Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 28, 1805. Very stormy weather. The Corps are at the mouth of the Columbia River, desperately searching for a place to make a winter camp. 2 days ago, on November 26, they crossed the river to the southern shore through a narrow part of the channel. And yesterday, November 27, they tried to find a suitable place to camp from which they could both explore and hunt. The winds were so high, however, that they were forced back to shore. The waves were so violent that they split one of the canoes before the men got it out of the river. Captain Clark writes about their situation.
Wind shifted to the southwest and blew hard, accompanied with hard rain all last night. We are all wet, bedding and stores, having nothing to keep ourselves or stores dry. Our lodge nearly worn out, and pieces of sails and tents so full of holes and rotten that they will not keep anything dry. We sent out most of the men to drive to the point for deer. They scattered through the point. Some stood on the peninsula. We could find no deer. Several hunters attempted to penetrate the thick woods to the main south side without success. The swan and geese wild and cannot be approached. The wind's so high to either back or forward, and we have nothing to eat but little pounded fish which we purchased at the Great Falls. This is our present situation. Truly disagreeable. Added to this, the robes of ourselves and men are all rotten from being continually wet, and we cannot procure others or blankets in their places. About 12 o'clock, the wind shifted about to the northwest and blew with great violence for the remainder of the day. At many times it blew for 15 or 20 minutes with such violence that I expected every moment to see the trees taken up by the rain. Oh, how tremendous is the day! This dreadful wind and rain continued with intervals of fair weather the greater part of the evening and night. Captain William Clark, November 28, 1805.
Food was still in very short supply, and as Clark wrote, the hunters were unable to bring in any game. One of the foodstuffs available was the wapato. Wapato is the bulb of the broad-leafed arrowhead plant, which grows in swampy areas. The Indian women used their feet to loosen the bulbs from the mud, and the bulbs would float to the top. This bulb was much like a potato and very nourishing, and the captains traded for wapato at every opportunity, sometimes bushel-sized baskets full. Sacagawea even said that she didn't care where winter camp was, as long as there was plenty of wapato nearby. Tomorrow, Lewis searches for a campsite.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.